I don't think Alaska's political leaders are willing to admit there will be no ANWR development. And like I say, you'd have to go and get the feds to cooperate because the federal law says if you got a lease, you got to produce it or get off the pot, or get off the lot, I should say. And I think the argument would be not producing it and selling carbon credits does not meet that requirement. But to me, it seems an elegant solution. We don't have to, the state could hold on to leases, make some money. The federal government could share in the credit of not developing it, which wasn't going to happen anyhow. I think there'd be a lot of buyers out there. They would find it very high-profile, opportunistic to pay for the credits of not developing ANWR.
So you touched on this a little earlier, but can you give a quick overview of how we got to this moment regarding ANWR from the Trump presidency to the Biden administration?
Sure. So, you know, Alaskans certainly have been wanting to develop ANWR pretty much, I think, since Earth was created in the Big Bang, probably that long. And that's been argued about for years and years. There was legislation passed by Congress, said there will be lease sales. There was one. It was rushed through in the Trump administration, the very final days. Essentially, nobody bid but the state of Alaska. There were a couple small non-oil and gas producers that put in very small bids, and they later said, you know, in hindsight, we'll give you back the leases. We don't want them. So the industry, I think, is looking at ANWR, looking at the high visibility of ANWR Arctic oil and gas development, and they just don't want any part of it. So the Biden administration came in, said, hey, those were rushed leases under Trump. We're going to put them under review. You can't do anything. We're going to think about it. We're going to ponder some more. We'll get back to you.
There's been a lot of talk about carbon credits lately. You know, essentially companies could purchase these credits to offset their own carbon emissions.
Yes.
And the governor has also proposed allowing companies to lease depleted Cook Inlet oil and gas reservoirs to store carbon dioxide. What do you think of these plans to lower emissions while also making money for the state?
Well, right now, anything that makes money for the state would be great because we refuse to tax ourselves, and oil is not exactly a growth industry, willow aside. So I think the governor is proposing these carbon credits to divert attention from the fact his budget doesn't balance. We do not have a diversified source of revenue. We don't want to tax ourselves. So he's conjured up, oh, we could make billions of dollars by selling carbon credits. There is a market for carbon credits, no doubt about it. Other places are doing it, but the purchasers of these carbon credits are getting more skeptical. They're saying, wait, is this legit in terms of you're promising not to log in the Amazon or you're promising not to log in Alaska? There is growing skepticism in the market for carbon credits where companies want to know they're real. And it really means carbon is going to stay in the ground, not the atmosphere. And that's why I think something like oil and gas that doesn't get produced is much more attractive than trees that don't get cut, which we're never going to get cut anyhow.
Right. And you mentioned earlier that your plan does have a hang up in that federal law does say you have to drill in your oil and gas leases. How would the federal government have to shift things to make your plan work?
Well, that would assume that I actually put legal research into it. I don't know if it would take a regulation or a law. I think it'd probably take a change in law. But it was also a column I wrote to just get people thinking, why are we holding on to these leases? Why are we paying $3.5 million a year for something that's never going to return anything?
You note that at the end of your op-ed that this is a dream, albeit a sweet dream. From your perspective, how likely do you think your dream could become a reality?
Probably not. I mean, I dream about a lot of things in Alaska for 50 years, and most don't become reality. But I guess I also want to make the point, okay, you don't like my dream, find another, because right now you're writing a check for $3.5 million a year on leases that are not going to produce because there is just no industry interest in it. So pick another dream or keep writing the checks for nothing.